Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The
Score! I could care less.
That was fun. Thanks to Mike Florio and to Steve Stone for joining us today. Thanks to Mike Rankin.
Yes, thanks to Rick Camp.
Because we can thank him. He's not here. We can thank him.
Do you want to tell him the secret?
No. Oh, I'm not going to. Should I on the air about?
We'll let everybody else know.
Okay. Rick Camp can't find his personal windscreen, what we call the mic muffs, these things, these little furry things that keep us from popping our peas on the microphone or these electro voices. So he couldn't find his. And every time he sees one left here, he's like, oh, here's my mic muff. I've been looking. I've been trying to find it.
Nope.
And so he can't find it. He always thinks when one is left here like that one sitting in front of you, he's like, oh, there it is. That it finally turned up. So Layla gets in today and just sort of idly as we're walking in, she goes, oh yeah, I accidentally stole Rick Camp's mic muff a couple of weeks ago and I've got it here.
So a week ago.
So I'm like, okay, so you have it. And you have it with all the way we communicate, whether it's text, group chat, Twitter, anything, not even say, hey, by the way, Rick.
And Rick and I have texted about multiple things.
I know.
This week.
Just, and so I said, tell him that you have it. Nope. So at least you can say, oh, I know where it is. I can account for it.
Nope.
And you won't do it
because
you're
a
jerk.
It's back in the producer capsule.
Okay. All right, but just I felt bad for him because I know how that is. Like, oh, where is it? I knew I had it, and somebody took it. I can't find it, and she had it the whole time.
It's the 2022 version of the Marsh Peg, right? Where
the what?
Yes, yeah, from the Blackhawks Flyers championship game, right?
Yes, Spiegel got. They were there in Philly, right? Mm-hmm. They pulled the peg from the goalie mouth as a keepsake. And then
the soft plastic peg that holds the goal in place. Yeah.
Yes.
And then they couldn't find it.
The Wells Fargo Center couldn't find it.
No, they took it. Like Spiegel took it, but then he couldn't find it.
He couldn't find it.
Correct. And then Maddie had it.
No.
I'm not like that's public knowledge now, right? Yeah. Maddie had it and he hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this wasn't purposeful.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, that's.
I did, however, you know how Rick likes to sing that little tune
with words
occasionally?
So Trini to the Bone?
I don't know.
No.
So I wanted to be like, Rick, I have your mic muff.
Oh, yeah, that's the Aqualung riff. Yes.
Right. He sings it for everything.
Yeah. That's actually really good.
Yep.
So I thought it would work and there was going to be a presentation, but he's off today. So nobody tell him that I had it.
All right. Yeah, don't tell him.
Please, everybody.
Keep that quiet.
Keep that on the down low.
Yeah, this isn't the time where the most people are listening to the station or anything. No.
Nah.
No. Everybody don't tell Rick. Sorry.
So we think we were, are we through the Ozzie Guillen, Tim Anderson news cycle yet? Have we chewed that up enough?
No, I don't think we're not even 24 hours from it. So I don't think that it's gone through a full news cycle. And plus there hasn't been a game. So no, I tell you what, I would love for Ozzie to manage Tim Anderson. Like hearing him talk about it. And here's the thing about Ozzie as a manager. Ozzie as a manager was known for, like, you got a little nagging thing and you're sitting out a game. Guess what it would end up happening? You're sitting out another game.
You missed the next game. Yep.
Because he does care about, like, player safety and stuff like that. With TA, I think everyone was looking at that second game lineup and going, did you think that you could just roll this lineup out there with your offense being this bad?
And, yes, is the answer. They
and,
did.
Like the jerseys were going to win the game? Because that's what it felt like looking at the lineup. And the old guys kind of still being in the lineup, but TA not being in. Like, he's your best player. Him and Robert are your two best players right now.
Better bat him 8th and 9th.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, look, what he'll tell you is I batted Andrew Vaughn 9th and he came up in a situation where he could drive in a run and he did. That's how Tony will tell you it works.
But he still doesn't understand the basic math of batting people higher in the order so they're more likely to bat more.
Yes, what we're talking about is process versus results and wanting to see a difference in the way that the game is processed. And what we've heard it from Rick Hahn over the last couple of times that he's talked. Are you literally pulling lint out of your navel?
No.
Are we that boring that you are literally pulling lint out of your navel?
I noticed a stain on my shirt, and I was just trying to scrape it away because I hadn't seen it before.
Oh, navel-gazing Bernstein over here.
I don't know what that was.
I'm trying to decipher. Texts are coming in slow on the text line, by the way. We're getting pieces of text like several minutes.
Yeah, it's a little delayed, just FYI.
But what about the Twitch stream?
That's hopping.
All right, good.
You keep up with it during your show? It's hard to
I
keep
try.
Up with it. Yeah.
I can't always respond. I usually respond during breaks, but I try to.
Can I go to the dark place?
Sure.
Am I the only one who's thought, what if David Ross is managing this White Sox team?
I mean, he's just
next door.
That would be cool. I'd be fine with it. I just want them to hit right-handed pitching. And that seems to be a struggle.
I want them to have a winning record against this division.
I do too. And it's not good. Like these are the things that we talked about a few weeks ago where like incrementally teams in the division are like a little bit better and the Twins are a lot better. And it ticks wins off your win total. It might not be something that's going to cause you to lose a division, although this year it might. But if it's the difference between you winning 12 games versus you winning 14 games against a division opponent, that stuff adds up. And I don't like giving away games. Now, the goal in this for all of us was win 4 out of 5. That's still on the table for the White Sox to do. They can still win 4 out of 5 in this series. But I don't like the concept of we'll punt and hope that we get a return for touchdown.
And let's not forget all the scrambling that was done last year to try to figure out how to get a home field and how that ended up negatively impacting the playoffs.
Yeah.
And people want to tell me that these April wins don't matter or they want to act like they'll just get others later.
Yeah.
A procrastination to a professional baseball season is not a professional baseball approach.
Here's the other part of it, Layla. If that's your feeling about it, that they'll make it up in August or September.
Because, you know, those games are guaranteed.
My question to you is, what has this team shown you when it comes to late season wins that gives you confidence that they'll just catch those wins? Because let's go back.
55 and 51 since the All-Star break.
That, and then go back the previous season. What happened? They were the first team to make it into the playoffs in 2020. And they ended up being the 7th seeded team because of the way that their September went. And the way that their September went was part of the reason that you decided to move on from Ricky Renteria. Like that was the way that the last 2 weeks in particular were managed, the way that the playoffs were managed. That was the impetus for you moving away from Ricky and bringing in Tony La Russa.
No, those are different things. It was the impetus for moving away from Ricky.
And then the impetus is whatever Jerry wanted to do.
Right. Right. Because the idea wasn't...
Light up one loss, beat you twice.
Yeah, they didn't fire Ricky to hire La Russa.
Right. They fired Ricky to fire Ricky.
Right.
But, that we know of.
But according to them, that these were all things that you were going to improve on because you have Tony there.
Correct.
And some of it is not within his control.
Just like how they were going to improve on the things from the playoffs last year.
Right. Like guys not hitting, that's not the manager's control. But batting your better players more in a game, that's in your control. Managing the bullpen more efficiently.
Managing your defensive replacements.
Managing where your defenders stand.
Yep. So if
having somebody warming up in the pen quickly when you've used them.
Yep.
Often in a past week.
So if the saving grace of a White Sox fan is they'll get hot, maybe they will. I mean, I understand it. Like, maybe they will, and maybe they'll rattle off 20 out of 25 or something like that. But it's uncomfortable watching them right now. What are we, a quarter way through? Quarter way through, still have some of the problems that we've discussed ad nauseum with this team in the last three seasons. They still aren't great defensively. They're struggling now against right-handed. And the part that really stinks, and Ozzie brought it up last night, you've gotten pretty good pitching. You've gotten pretty good starting pitching. And considering the type of injuries that you've had, that was a big question mark. These games, to me, feel like games like, damn, like you wasted an opportunity. You wasted an opportunity to sneak a win with a minor league pitcher on the mound who pitched pretty well last night. Like, those are the types of things where you go, don't give those games away. They're hard to make up at the end.
And what about building habits? What about the idea of finding ways to win ball games and how that echoes in September and in October? And we've seen that happen where teams develop that sort of culture and then that pattern repeats itself in games where you needed to because you're playing perhaps better opponents. Have we ever thought that the Sox were going to beat an opponent who is better than them?
No.
All I ever heard last year was, well, the Astros were the better team. Well, what the hell? You're supposed to build a better team.
There are only four teams beneath the White Sox in total aggregate wins above replacement right now for their players. Only four. The White Sox are 26th out of 30.
Are the Pirates and Reds down there?
Oakland is 27th. Pittsburgh is 28th. Cincinnati is 29th. And Detroit is 30th.
Oh!
Okay?
Detroit, really?
Now that, because
they're really terrible.
They're awful.
Oh!
But weren't we, like, concerned about them for a minute?
Well, we should be in the future, I think. But think about that right now. And I would like to do what you could do, and maybe Scott from Davenport could do this. Show me the matrix of current team F-War. Whoa, I know Kung Fu. Show me the current team F-War relative to Fangraph's expected win totals. And show me a team that is a bigger underachiever to this point than your Chicago White Sox. They are 26th in WAR, the only teams beneath them, Oakland, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Detroit. Talk to me about the expectations of those teams. And show me on that graph with the largest distance between how good you thought a team would be and how good that team is.
The idea that the win totals are now in the 80s in the projections for the White Sox, like that's
significant.
That's extremely disappointing.
Yeah, who's leading baseball in WAR? Houston, 9.0. Yankees, 8.2. Dodgers, 7.5.
Angels,
7.4. Cardinals, 6.8. Mets, 6.6.
Yeah. So, would you like some good news?
Sure.
No.
Stop.
You do still have two games against Kansas City, so that's good.
With Giolito going tonight.
That's right. He's back.
Which surprised me on the MLB.com.
That's good. The bad news is that you do have to go to New York this weekend, but then you get Boston.
Oh, good. They can use Graveman and Liam Hendricks over and over again.
They could.
Against one of the most disappointing teams in baseball, perhaps the bigger underachiever, Dan.
And now I wonder, though, like maybe if you're the White Sox, you were looking at Memorial Day weekend and saying we got two wins penciled in against the Cubs. Maybe you don't now.
I think they've penciled in a lot of wins for themselves based on the attitude we've seen exhibited.
I understand that assessment. What did you say, Dan? You guys are talking with Stoney about the idea of entitlement, that you feel like you're entitled to these wins. And how do you go about stamping that out? Like if you're Rick Hahn and you're like, how do we get this? This feels like a, can Kenny come down here and just flip a table over?
Or drive up in the golf cart?
Yeah. Well, you don't want
the golf cart of death.
Yes.
I mean, he doesn't drive that around Rogers Field, so.
Also, we have some score news to pass along.
We
Jed
do?
Jed Hoyer on with Parkinson's Spiegel at 3.
Oh, I thought there was something else. Yes, Jed will be on at 3 o'clock today with Parkinson's Spiegel.
Yes, that.
You know. Layla's like,
you're a terrible liar. You're one of the worst liars I've ever seen.
I don't play poker.
I lied to Rick Camp for a week.
You know what? Honestly, what it is grown-ass kids. There's just no point trying. You can't get anything. Kids know they know everything. They sense everything. They know everything. You might as well not hide anything. It's just because you don't get good practice at lying when you've already completely capitulated to everybody else in your house.
Don't excuse integrity. That is not the.
I guess that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're trying to like make excuses for having integrity.
Oh, well, by the way. I haven't.
I don't like because I'm lazy, though. Really, I mean, yeah. It's just it's easier to not.
Remember that time I told you guys that the best time to serve up revenge is when they're least expecting it, which means you might have to hold on to it for a long, 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 long time. Just keep that in mind.
Got it.
Keep looking over their shoulder.
That's how I'm able to lie to Rick Camp for a week. I wasn't really lying. Camp. I just was planning a reveal, and then he wasn't here.
Poor Rick Camp.
I'm sorry, Rick.
So, football. I was in the update studio just howling at Matt Eberflus being coach guy.
And Mr. Garrison.
He was so coachy. And it's fine. You're trying to establish new habits and everything. But like I said with the last coach, if you heard the last coach talking like Trestman, and you ignored it, don't be mad when he keeps talking like Trestman.
Are you trying to say that the second wife and the fourth wife are similar, but the first wife and the third wife might not be similar?
Maybe. They might all be similar.
Did I just picture Matt Eberflus like sitting at his house with like mesh shorts and a whistle on? Like he just walks around with a whistle on at all times.
Doing acronyms.
Yep.
That's what he's doing.
That's what I'm doing, right? Okay. Right. Right. That's how it is. Right.
Okay.
Make. That's how we're gonna do it. That's not important, but that's immensely important. I couldn't care less, but that is very, very important.
Make kicking a yearly habit.
Okay.
Hustle, intensity, taking care of the football, taking it away, and being smart situational players. That's the H part. Okay. To our hits principle.
Okay.
Now Dan's just trolling the person who keeps texting going, leave the coach alone!
No. No, no, I'm not.
Leave Brittany alone!
He had a point.
He's the head really coach did. Of the Bears. We should have. He really had a point about Brittany.
We were trying to, was her custodial issue.
Yes. Keeping
at
it.
Fault.
So here's what I have planned for today's show.
One of you two parents is going to tell me the truth.
Zach Zaidman is going to join me at 12:40.
Unbelievable.
We're going to talk about the Chicago Cubs and them being pretty good. Then Russ Dorsey, a.k.a. Jerry Russ, is going to be on the show because he doesn't like to wear shirts. And when he does wear shirts, they're three buttons down.
Is he Lou Bob?
I mean,
Jimenez in a big game?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yep. I mean, he's young. He's in shape. If you got it, flaunt it.
Russ Calderon?
Jerry Russ. That's what we like to call him because that's how he gets down, the same way Jerry Buss does.
He doesn't have all that hair, though, does he? He has the brush, like, you know, combing it up, fluffing those clouds.
I mean, the way that Russ takes care of the hair on his head is the same way that Jerry Buss used to. I mean, if you got it, flaunt it. That's what I say. And Russ has got it.
Just because y'all are talking about this doesn't mean I forgot about the other thing.
What thing?
Mm-hmm. I hate you guys.
That's not true. So Russ will be on the show at 1 o'clock. We will talk about Ozzie and Tim. We'll preview Jed Hoyer. I had a really, like, the more I thought about it after I left the show, there was some great stuff from Rossi yesterday,
yes,
especially on Wilson Contreras. So I might share a little portion of that on today's show as well. Talk about my continued hate of Jimmy Butler, even though he's out there just making me look bad every single night. Like last night,
I had a long conversation with the doorman at my building about Jimmy Butler.
And?
I love that in the NBA, we can talk about the core issues of people as individuals, like Patrick Beverley. And we need them all for the fabric.
Patrick Beverley, that was like the most Chicago stuff ever that he was doing on there. But it was so Chicago, like Chicago haterade in abundance. For him. So that's what I'm going to do on the show today. See you on Wednesday, Layla. What?
What's that look for? What's that side eye for?
What do you think it's for? Why don't you tell me?
You know. That's Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. On Wednesdays, they're Bernstein and Rahimi.
Are we?
Well, yeah, but on other days, he's just Dan Bernstein.
Is he?
Kind of, but I'm Lawrence, like every day. All day. Well, sometimes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.